Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Marketing budgets are not what they used to be, but you can still get everything you need without breaking the bank. Try Shutterstock for a 1 month free trial at shutterstock.com/marketer to explore millions of images, videos, and music tracks to keep you on trend. And with tools like the Shutterstock Editor and free templates, you can create the perfect social post, marketing email, or digital ad in just 10 minutes. Try Shutterstock today and get 10 free images. To start, just visit shutterstock.com/marketer.
Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I hope that this podcast will show that anger management is not all about take a deep breath and count to 10. So stay tuned as we explore that complex emotion of anger. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. First, I want to take a moment and just share my appreciation with you guys. In only 8 short episodes, I've already reached a milestone that I thought would take me quite a while to hit. As of today, this recording, I actually have broken the 1,000 download mark. So those of you that have already listened, thank you. For those of you that are just joining today, welcome. And on that note, guys, I want to talk about a topic that I think is really important for kind of getting a handle on our anger going forward from today. And that is what I like to call the seed of anger. Now, what do I mean by the seed of anger? Well, I look at it like this. We all have this idea, this moment that sort of just blows up. It's that moment when that little thing, it could be the kid spilling something on the floor. It could be maybe the wife's 10 minutes late coming home from work, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's that one little moment that just seems to just blow up and turn into this big moment of anger. And looking back on it, we wonder why. Why did I get so angry at such a small little detail? And it wasn't that moment that caused the problem. That moment was just the final, if you will, straw that broke the camel's back, right? That was just the last moment that caused, or that was built up from a whole day's worth of held in, held on to, denied, whatever you want to call it, anger, right? And what do I mean by that? Well, let's explore this for a moment, right? Let's say you're driving to work. And it's a casual stroll into work, right? No, nothing happens really, except for that one minor thing that, you know, that guy that cut you off or that guy that pulled out in front of you at the stoplight or whatever, right? That no big deal, right? It didn't seem like a major thing at the time. You got a little irritated, a little frustrated, but you let it go, right? Because it's no problem. Then we get to work and we see that after we had left, our boss puts a stack of paperwork on our desk that has to be done. But it's Friday, but it has to be done this week. So now we're a little bit more irritated. We're a little bit more angry. We're a little bit more frustrated. But we let that go, right? We deny that. It's no big deal. We continue going. Well, then we go to lunch with a coworker or by ourselves, whatever. And maybe the person in front of us at the line is taking too long or taking longer than we think they should, right? Or maybe the cashier is a little bit more rude to us than we would care for. And again, we let it go. We deny its existence of a frustration, but it builds a little more, right? That seed of anger that we had grows a little bit more, right? Each time these things happen, if we don't acknowledge them, if we don't admit that they're there, they build on each other, right? Until we get home and then we are already seething with anger underneath the surface. And we walk in the door and now the kids are screaming at us about something, or the wife is frustrated, or maybe not even home. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe it's Friday night and she's not home. And then something gets spilled and it all breaks open, right? That whole seed that we have been holding on to just explodes into this full on rage, right? We're yelling and screaming and throwing things and slamming doors. Maybe I'm the only one that does that. I don't know, but I know that's totally me, right? I am world-renowned door slammer, right? I am the champion of that. or throwing things or whatever, right? I've gotten better, thank goodness, but I'm still known to slam the occasional door or slam something down on a counter here or there. But it's not that moment. That moment is not what makes us mad. That moment is just what has been built up over the course of the day. So how do we let go of that? How do we recognize when that's coming? It's actually a lot easier than it seems. We can acknowledge throughout the day when something happens that is outside of what we would like. It's okay. We can acknowledge it. We can go, you know what? I would prefer for this to be different than it is, but this is the way it is, and I can be okay with that. It's not the end of the world. It's not the worst thing that's going to happen to me. It's not something that's going to ruin my day. And the idea is to acknowledge it as existing, to acknowledge it as being okay, and then to let it go, and let it go completely. Let it not exist anymore. Don't let that moment live on in your mind, in your subconscious or your conscious, and feed that seed. The more it feeds that seed, the bigger that seed grows, and the less it's going to take to make that seed sort of explode. So here's something else that I find rather funny. A lot of us, when we get angry, or maybe it's just me again, I don't know, but I'm going to assume that there's more than just me out there. When we get angry, we don't get angry with the guy that cut us off in traffic, right? We don't get out of our car and go yell and scream and try to punch his window in. Or we don't go into our boss's office and yell and scream at him for giving us extra work at the last minute. Or we don't get mad at the cashier or the guy in line. We don't yell and scream and hurt them physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever. We do that with the person closest to us. Usually our wife, girlfriend, fiance, husband, if whatever, I don't care. But we hurt those that are closest to us. And why is that? Why do we always lash out at the ones that we're supposed to be the most loving with, the most intimate with? And I think that's because that's where we feel the safest. That's where we can let that anger and that rage go and almost feel like it's not going to be the end of the world. We don't have to worry about that person then coming back at us like we would somebody in the streets or somebody, the car next to us or the cashier or whatever, right? It's a different form of, it's something different we can lash out at, that it's almost a safe place for us to place our anger because we feel like it's almost protected there, right? It's almost like this is a place where I can put this anger, this frustration, this rage, this whatever, and it's almost like it's in our minds, it's protected. I don't know if that makes sense or not. But to me, that's what it seems, is when we give that anger to that person, as messed up and as crazy as it sounds, we're doing it because that's where we're comfortable with that anger going. So I don't want to belabor this too much, right? I think it's an important idea. And I want to challenge everybody. I don't have a quote this week. I like to end each episode with a quote, but I don't have one this week. Instead, this week, I've got a challenge for everybody. It's kind of a twofold challenge. First part of the challenge is, I want you guys to pay attention to those moments in your life. I want you to really feel when that little minor irritation, that little minor frustration hits you, right? And acknowledge it, feel it, let it be there without turning into the major blow up, the major rage, right? The seeing red, the whatever it is you want to call it. Acknowledge it before it gets to that point. Second part of this challenge this week is I want you guys to go onto my Facebook page. If you go to my website, angerpodcast.com, you'll see a link there for Facebook. Go on there. I've got a Facebook group, same name as the podcast. I want you to join that group and go in there and share those moments. Share those moments of the guy that cut you off in traffic or the woman who was rude to you at the restaurant or whatever. Share those moments. Share how they made you feel. Share how you behaved. And ultimately, I want to grow this into a place where we can all come and share those moments and get feedback and have other people who've gone through the same thing sort of respond to those. I'll be in the group too. I'll share my moments with you guys as well. And I want to build this into a community where we can all come in and connect with each other. Right, so that's what I want you guys to do today. I want you guys to pay attention to those moments and share them on my Facebook group. And again, I thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. If you enjoyed this, please take a moment to leave me a review on iTunes. Find more ways to get in touch with me on my website at angerpodcast.com. There you can leave me comments and find great info about the show. That anger management crap can work for us all. Thanks for listening and stay safe.
Shutterstock has millions of vectors, illustrations, photos, and more. Everything you need to make your design stand out. See why Shutterstock is the number one name in royalty-free content and get 10 free images by visiting shutterstock.com/design.
What makes a business a business? It's not the circumstances of a world that woke up on the wrong side of the bed that year, that decade. It's the everyday entrepreneur ready to put themselves out there. We're all sailing against the wind right now, but we will make it to shore. It's been done before, and we will do it again.
To help you get started, we're offering websites, marketing tools, and guidance all for free. Learn more at GoDaddy.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.